The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Greetings, folks. This is Jonathan Patrick Russell, guy who came up with Robots of the Company, and you are about to hear the original first episode. It's now considered episode 2, since we kind of filled in the gap some years ago with season 1 revisited. But originally, season 1 was just 2 episodes. It really wasn't meant to be a season. They were just supposed to be a couple of extended skits. Something fun that we were doing just to try and get something out there quickly, easily produced, and this is what I came up with, was a little show about robots in space in the future. So this is part of celebrating the 15 years of Robots of the Company. It is the 15th anniversary year, and I thought it would be a good idea to dust off the original 2 episodes and present them to you as they originally were heard. So this is your one chance to once again hear them all again, and as the creditor put it in our recent trailer, all their original rustiness. So I hope you enjoy it. Here we go. Robots of the Company, the original first pilot.
You are listening to a brilliant new series entitled
Robots of the Company, from the great minds, well, from the minds who brought you.
Who will be bringing you. Anyway, I am the narrator bot.
Also known as Expositron.
And I will be presenting our stories to you.
Now, our theme tune. This week's episode, entitled Pilot
or Yogurt Earwax.
Our story is about an ever-growing group of robots
aboard the deep space cargo vessel, the Titan I.
Look, are you sure you want to continue? You can always turn this off now.
Well, why not listen to something else? Something intelligent, perhaps?
Or maybe just go wash your car, eat a pizza, go to the movies.
But please, for the love of mercy, don't listen to this tripe.
You squeak too, if you've been in service for 248 years without an upgrade, and had been cleaning behind the computer banks on the bridge and got your hose stuck in an audio jack and just managed to free yourself about 20 minutes ago, after having been there only about 35 years, you young upstart. Sorry, that was me. I was a drink server aboard a luxury spaceliner once. It was run by a theater jockey named Mr. Rizzo the Magnificent. He inserted a dramatic sting chip into my positronic net just to entertain at parties. Crazy idiot. I don't like squeak. Ugh. as clear as a space crystal. Oh, you're very generous. How I get mixed up in these things, I just don't know. Oh, I don't believe it. Sarcasm has come back into fashion in the 31st century.
You must be the new old guy. Squeak, right? Well, I'm Shinwipe, and I'm a judge at Goggle Bay. Go down to the kitchen and replace Popsicle's for all the heating element.
Popsicle?
He's the toaster. Is that too hard to understand? Get out of here, Squeaky.
At least get my new name right, young bot. Thank you very much. Oh, I don't know about these young bots off the assembly line today.
Zimtron, you need anything cleared today?
All systems are go, Prisco, my boy. Everything is as clear as a wish, as ever. Seems the drain is empty.
Oh, come on. No cloggage?
No.
No hair stuck down the drain?
Never.
No food particles?
Of course not.
Hey, has everyone forgotten me? The ice cream maker, I haven't been cleaned in at least a year. Oh, I'm so full of gunk.
Oh, I'm zippity-doo to get to work for you.
Oh, thank you, Briscoe. That's so much better. Now my voice receptacles are free and clear of gunk. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Gunk is my life.
You are one crazy bot, Briscoe. You know that?
Hey, is it my fault I love my job? I was programmed this way.
He's just like his cousin Macanto. Those guys can't get enough. So, how's the heat today, Popsicle? Are you ready to give up the toast?
How many times do I have to tell you that joke is too old to be funny? How do you think? I sent that work order in 5 days ago, and still no Sir Robot to come fix me. No toast today.
What the hell was that?
It looks like a shuttle crash on treads.
Got any drains I can clean for you?
No, but you're welcome to clean out my sound receptors. I think I have some 40-year-old yogurt stuck in there.
Yes, dear me, you smell awful.
How kind of you to notice.
Oh, all right, a job I can sink my teeth into.
You don't have teeth. You're not a mammal, after all.
So, Macanto speaks. Listen up, boys. It could be important. But then again...
Yeah, he ain't had nothing useful to add since the last time he cleaned the lint out of my filter.
Oh, you guys. I think I'll go clean out the kitchen walls. Must be plenty of dust in there. Yahoo!
So which one of you is the toaster? I've been sent to make repairs.
Yo! Over here, Dry Knobs! It's about time they sent someone. Command crew have been screaming for toast for days. Oh, that's disgusting.
I know. I love my job.
What luck. I finally get myself unstuck to find I'm part of the crew of the damned. I just don't believe it.
And... So ends another exciting episode of Robots of the Company.
Tune in next time to see if Squeak manages to fix Popsicle up so he can burn toast again.
And will Briscoe clean the sink?
What kind of ending do you call this? It's not exciting at all.
If there is a sitcom god, please, 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 Lord, cancel this show before it goes to series. The
end.
Oh, God, just melt me down and dump me on an asteroid somewhere.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, created by John P. Russell. The pilot episode, entitled Yogurt Earwax, featured, in order of appearance, Expositron 1, Jim Barber, Expositron 2, Ellie Hirschman, Putch, Joe Thomas, Squeak, John P. Russell, Shinwipe, K. Wu, Briscoe, Kyle Boers, Zimtron, Jeff Niles, Popsicle, Daryl Looney, Macanto, John P. Russell. Additional bot voices provided by John P. Russell. Title music was written and composed by Daryl Looney. Incidental music provided by First Com. Post-production editor, executive producer, script editor, and director was John P. Russell. This audio play is copyright 2005 Dreamstar Productions, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out DreamstarProductions.com for more exciting and entertaining audio plays. Robots of the Company, from Dream Realm Enterprises, and found exclusively at DreamRealmSite.com.
This program is copyright 2020 and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, soaring into new realms.